AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Her family says they don't believe Sandra Bland hanged herself in her Texas jail cell. Now, police have released the dash cam video leading up to the arrest of the black motorist. She was stopped initially on a routine traffic violation. The stop escalates into a confrontation as the state trooper orders her out of the car, and she refuses.
Get out of the car!
Don't touch me! I'm not under arrest! You don't have the right to take me
out of my car! You are under arrest!
I'm under arrest for what?
2547 County FM 1098, just north of 290, send me another unit. Get out of the car!
Bland was taken to jail and later found dead, suicide by hanging, say authorities. Though her family says they don't believe that. They held a memorial service for her last night. Some gun-toting volunteers are now guarding military recruitment centers after a gunman killed five military service members last week in Chattanooga. Here's our Violet Ekonomova.
Clint Janney is posted outside a Columbus recruitment center with a 9mm handgun.
Until they have an armed security guard inside, bulletproof glass up in front, a buzzer at the door, we'll be here as long as they need us.
Kim McLaughlin was shopping near the recruitment center and says she's worried.
We really don't know the state of their mind. They might just start shooting.
U.S. Army Recruiting Command doesn't have a position on the issue as long as the self-appointed guards aren't disruptive. I'm Violet Ekonomova.
Three people killed, two wounded in Atlanta in a home there. The shooter is one of the wounded, according to police, who say they know the gunman from previous arrests. We don't know any more about this at the moment. A warehouse fire in North Brunswick, New Jersey, is so big that it's visible from space. A weather satellite image shows the smoke blowing out to sea. No word on injuries. The fire is in an auto dealership complex. This is AP Radio News. At the Vatican, Pope Francis has told a gathering of international mayors that they are the conscience of humanity on sensitive issues like climate change and human trafficking.
Francis said people cannot be separated from the ecology.
La ecología es total, es humana.
New York's Bill de Blasio was among dozens of mayors from around the world calling for bold steps at the Paris climate talks this year.
Having the support of His Holiness is the most encouraging thing I can think of.
Pope Francis said he has high hopes about the Paris climate negotiations and also wants the United Nations to focus more on human trafficking. He said both are scourges that harm and exploit the world's poor. I'm Steve Coleman.
The MacArthur Foundation says it's leaving Russia because of new laws targeting foreign organizations. The foundation's operated in Russia for more than two decades. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.